Shalom aleichem rabosai, good erev Yom Tov. It is today's daf is Irvin daf Nun Dalet, and we are smack in the middle of this Agadata that we had started by talking about differences in language. We just branched off into many different topics, and we're here on the Gimel of the Beis with the discussion about Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, who was known to be a tremendous Talmidah Chachama in her own right. So let's see. By the two dots, four lines up in the Gimel of the Beis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Havakazel Beorcha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was going on a trip and Ashkei LeBruria, and he met Bruria on the road. And Amar Lav Eizu Derech Nelech LeLod. Which way should we go together to Lod? So Amar Lav, she said to him, Glili Shoyta, you dumb Galilean. Which is not a nice way to talk to Rabbi Yossi, but stomach she had muster for him. Lo Kach Amar Chacham Din Chazal say Al Tarbe Sicha Im Haisha. Hay Lechalomer Beiza LeLod. Right, the Mishnah says Birkei Avos Al Tar B'Sicha Im Ha'isha. That's referring to someone else's wife. Do not talk too much with other people's wives. And perhaps Bruria wanted to critique Rabbi Yossi that even though that was it was seemingly innocent question, she critiqued him and said instead of saying Be'ezo Derech Nelech Lalod, you should have said Be'ezo Lalod, because the in Be'ezo Derech Nelech Lalod, in which way should we travel together to Lod? Perhaps there's some sort of, obviously Rabbi Yossi Aglili was not trying to make any implications, but there was something slightly inappropriate, and Bruria critiqued him on it. Bruria Ashkechei Lehu Talmida. Bruria once met a Talmid, Talmid Chacham Estama, Daiv Kagaris Belechisha, that was talking and learning quietly. And this we'll see the Gemara is going to jump off this topic and talk about the ways that a person is supposed to learn Torah, is supposed to be out loud, and other ways to remember your learning. So the Gemara says, Botshale, she kicked him. So Amalei, she said, Lokach Kosev, isn't this what the Pasuk says? Arucha Bechol Ushmara. Right, you should have arranged and in safekeeping. Arucha, right, meaning all in a row. And shmura is shamur, right, it's safekeeping. Im arucha b'rimach evarim shelcha mishtameres, v'imlav eino mishtameres. If the Torah is kept in all of your 248 limbs, so then it will be you will keep it there. It will be safe. V'imlav, but if not, it will not be. Meaning, when a person speaks out loud, so then all of his limbs are involved. When he gets into it, he gets into the learning, you should use all your limbs to try and help you in your learning. Tana, we'll end in a braisa. Talmud Echad Hayel, the Rabbi Eliezer, Shayashana Balachash. There was one Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, a Talmud who would learn quietly. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. Tani, we learned in a braisa again. Talmud Echad Hayel, Rabbi Eliezer, Shayashayev, Bestraif, Falamakom. It was Chayev Misa. He had the same Talmud, and the Chazal say this is the same Talmud because he learned his Chazal say elsewhere that a person who forgets his learning doesn't take proper precautions to remember what he learns. So it's Kili's Chayv Misa. So here he said he was Chayv Strefa Amrullah Hanichulo, but they said leave him alone, meaning in Shemayim, right? Obviously in Beis Din you can't claim that but they said Adam Gadol Shimesh, that he serviced a great person, meaning he was a Talmud Rabbi Eliezer. He had been Mishamesh Tamil Chachamim. Obviously, that doesn't help you in the Beis Din Shalmata, but upstairs that helped him and that kept him alive. But either way, we see that you forget your learning. If you learn quietly, if you don't involve your entire body and your entire being, saying out loud certainly helps. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana. Said a sharp, it was a praise. Shinana means sharp one, smart one. It was a compliment. Psach bumecha kari, psach bumecha tani. Right, make sure you open your mouth when you're learning Torah or Chumash, kehechi or Mishnayis, kehechi tizkayim bech, so that your learning will stay with you. Vesori sakachai, and you will vesori chai. Sorry, and your life will continue. Your life will be longer. Ki chayim heim lemotzeim. Right, Torah's words are life. They give you a refuah shlema for all of a person's body. Not for the people who find them, but for people who speak them out loud. And we're going to see a little bit. We're going to talk about it. If you need a refuah shlema, so learning. There's nothing like learning Torah. So just as we get the news that Rav Chaim Kamenetsky has corona, so I'm sure. Right, there was a picture of him learning, and the article said, nice, he's feeling good. He's still sitting there learning. That's what a Jew does when he needs a refuah shlema. Obviously, he takes care of the proper medical, precautions and arrangements. But after that, so what else? What are you going to do? You're going to learn. Certainly, learning is what's going to help you have a refuah shlema. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana. Again, same thing. Sharp is a compliment. Chatofe echol chatofe ishte te'amad azlina minei ke'ilul dami. Right, make sure you eat, make sure you drink, because this world is leaving. It's we spend a very short time on this earth. Kehilula dami, it's like a hilula, it's like a party, it's like a celebration. I mean, after a celebration is over, right, it passes very quickly. You ever go to chasana, it passes very quickly. Armalei Rav, the Rav Amnuna, Bni emyesh lecha heitev lecha. He said, Rav said, Amnuna, my son, if you have, you should do good for yourself. Meaning, if you have, this is machlokes, what this exactly is talking about. But let's say the pashtus is that if you have enough money, so make sure you take care of yourself. Shein bishol tanug, because there is no enjoyment when you're 6 feet under. Vein lamavas ta his mama, and there's death doesn't wait. Vimtomer aniach levan echok, and if you're going to say, oh, I'll leave my money for my children, so then bishol mi yagilach, who's going to tell you when you're in the grave? Meaning you're not going to know, right? What happened to the money? They may squander it, whatever. Bnei Adam, Bnei Adam, Adomim Asve Asada. People are like grass. Halalu Notzim, Halalu Novlim. Some grow, some die. Meaning, you have no way of knowing what will happen after your Misa. So make sure you take care of yourself physically, and don't just leave everything for the next generation. You don't know what's going to happen. But other people, other commentaries understand that this is not talking about money, but it's talking about mitzvos. Meaning, make sure to chop mitzvos before a person passes away, because you never know when that's going to come. Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi, Hamalech Baderech Ve'in Imo Levaya. If a person is traveling, he doesn't have not a Levaya. Like, okay, we use the word Levaya for a funeral because people are escorting the mace, but a Levaya literally means an escort. Meaning, if you're traveling on the road by yourself back in the day, that was viewed to be dangerous, not only for thieves, but also maybe for shadim, for demons, for evil spirits, etc. So, if a person is traveling by himself, so what does he do? Yasok Batori, he should learn Shenamar Ki Levayas. Livyas chen heim. Okay, they accompany you. Chash barosho, if a person, again, this is what we referred to before, if a person has a headache, yasuk batori, should learn Torah, shenama, ki livyas chen heim l'roshecha. Chash begrono, if he has his throat hurts, so then yasuk batori, shenama, vanakim l'gargarosecha. Chash bemeav, if his stomach hurts, then yasuk batori, shenama, rufuos tihei l'sharecha. L'sharecha means your belly button. Chash batzmosav, if your bones hurt, yasuk batori, should learn, shenama, vishi koi latzmosecha. Right, it'll help out Yatzmosecha for your bones. Chash b'chol gufo, if a person feels lousy all over the place, Yazuk b'tori shalur shenamar v'chol b'soro marpe. So I'm Rav Yehuda b'rabichia. Bo re'e shalok midas akash baruch hu midas basar v'dam. See how different akash baruch hu is like flesh and blood, like people. Midas basar v'dam, Adam no sin sam l'chaveru l'zeh yaf l'zeh kasha. A person makes a medicine, so one medicine works for this, one medicine doesn't work for this. My littlest is teething. So, fascinatingly enough, we have two medicines for little kids, for one-year-olds. One is acetaminophen, one is ibuprofen, and the ibuprofen is way better. The acetaminophen is like you never didn't take anything. It doesn't affect him at all. Just a simple example, but as everybody knows, some medicines help for something, and some it could do damage to someone, right? A person takes the wrong medicine. Aval Kosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Hashem is not like that. Nasan Torah LeYisrael Sam Chayim L'Chol Gufo Shenamar L'Chol B'soro Marpe. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu has given us Torah, which heals any situation. Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, "My dechtiv was the name where the pasuk says, 'Kin Na'im Ki Tishmarim Bevitnecha Yakonu Yachtav Al Svasecha.' Ema Sa'dviri Torah Ni'imim. One is the Torah sweet." So bismash tishrim bivitnecha, when it's in your stomach, meaning when you don't forget them, when you keep it. Famousai tishrim bivitnecha, when do you keep that in your stomach? When you keep the Torah in your mind? Bismash shaykonu yachta vasvasecha, again, when you speak it out loud with your lips. Rabbi Zeir, amen mihacha, Rabbi Zeir says no, from this pasuk. Simcha le'ish b'mana piv v'dovar b'ito ma'tov. Famousai simcha le'ish, when is a person happy? Bismash shemana v'piv, when he has ma'ane la'anot, to answer, right? His answer is in his mouth, right? There's no simcha like when someone asks you a kasha, some sort of Torah question, and you know exactly the answer. It's right there. That's the simcha. Lashon acher, another reason, another way to understand. Emosai simcha le'ish b'mana piv. When does a person have simcha in his heart when he answers? Bismash adavar b'ito matov, when he understands, when he understands how good it is, when he's learning Torah, when he's learning the halachos. This is dafka yana d'yoma, right? When a person, Rashi says over here, I think I'm if I'm mistaken, when you learn the halachos of a chag on a chag, that's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi Dibur Maschal Emasai, so Shiyadeh Lidrosh Hilchos Chag B'Chag. That person's learning the Chag is usually first the Sukkos. But I don't know, I'm sure it's referring to all Chagim here, but when you learn the Hilchos of Sukkos on the Chag, on Sukkos, so then you have Shilas and the Sukkah and Lulav and all this stuff comes up and you know you're learning it. Oh, Givaldik, It's a very enjoyable experience. Rav Yitzchak Amar Mehachai says, from this pasuk, Ki Gerov Elecha, Devar Ma'od Beficha, Vilvavcha Lasso. So we just read a couple of weeks ago, Emes HaKarov Elecha, one is the Torah close to you, Bezman Sheficha, Vilvavcha Lasso. So when you're able to do it with your mouth and your heart, right, when you know the Elecha, and you're learning and you're teaching and everything is out loud and everything is good, so that's when the Torah is close to you. Rav Amar Mehachai, Rav says from here, Tavas Libo Nasata Lo, Vareshis Vasav Balmanta Sela, right, Emes HaTavas Libo Nasata Lo, when does a person get the desires of his heart? Bizman Sharesis Svasa of Balmanta Sela. When a person has, again, when he's speaking things from his lips, he has the things that he answers, he doesn't have to hold back. Right? He knows his learning. Again, another idea about speaking the learning out loud. Ravi said, one second, that Pazuk says that a person gets Taivas Libo, but then the Pazuk says, or not there, but elsewhere, Taivas Libo Nasatalo. That's a quote from what we just said. That exiv, Rashis Fasov Balmanta de Sela. Meaning the Pazuk is kind of a stira. Meaning that on the one hand, Taivas Libo Nasatalo, I'll give him what he wants. It doesn't mention anything about speaking it out loud, but then a resh is a fuss of Balmanta Sela. Right? When he says something out loud, right, you're not going to refrain from giving it to him. So what does it mean? Does a person need to speak his tefillos out loud, or does he get what he wants even when he just thinks about it? So he says, no, zocha taivas libo nasatalo. If a person is zocha, right, if a person is, I guess, a tzaddik enough, so then he gets whatever he wants with his... from his heart, but velozach avaresh is fuzz of balmanta osela. Right, probably refers to most of us that if we're not necessarily so zocha, so we have to daven, we have to say it out loud, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us the brachos. Tanya de Berav Yelezer ben Yaakov Kol Malkum Shenemer, whatever the pasuk says, netzach is sela void. Anytime it says those types of things, so ein lo hefzach alamis, it means it'll be forever. Netzach dechtziv kilo lo olam ariv lo netzach ektzof sela dechtziv. Kasher shamati, kasher shamanu kein ra'inu ba'ir Hashem tzvakos ba'ir elokeinu elokim yechonna ad olam sela, and then vo'ed dechtziv Hashem imloch la'olam void. Okay, fine. Am Rabbi Elazar. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says vanakim legargaro secha? Right, pasuk we quoted before. Literally, that means the Torah is a necklace for a person's throat. So im mesim adam atzmo ka'anagze, if a person makes himself like a necklace, what is that? Saraf, or that's probably sheraf. Saraf means to burn, but sheraf means it's soft. Or sheraf al tzavar, it's soft around the neck. Venira ve'ino nira, and you can see it and you can't see it, right? And so you don't always see a necklace if someone's wearing. So talmudu miskayim biyoda. A person will retain his learning. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, venira ve'ino nira, kishmagiyat savaro nira mitachas zekano. Where is it? So two lines up. Im talmud chacham hu, ino rudei flatseis v'lovo b'shuk. Yeah, talmud chacham, a person sits, he learns, he's not always out and about. Right? Yoshev machzor al talmudo. As a person just sitting at home and learning, right, you don't see him out so much, but that's how Rashi says, miskayim biyodo. That's how the Torah will stay with you. Right? Again, you got to put in the hours, you got to put in the effort to remember the Torah that you learn, and that involves not going out so much, right? Okay. Vimlavim Tamud Miskayim Biyado says the Gemara. Okay. If Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Ma'ad Echliya wasn't mean when the Pazik says, Lechayav Karugas Abosem, Im Mesim Adam Atzmo Karugazu, if a person makes himself like Arugas Abosem, it literally means a bed of spices. Again, it's in Shir Hashirim. So then it's called Doshin Ba, meaning everybody steps on, the spices are on the ground. So I guess this gets stepped on. Ukubosim zesh hakom is basim ba, and like a spice that everybody gets smells nice from. Meaning when you spread, right? What does a spice do? It releases its scent into the air. So too, this person who teaches Torah to everybody. So then Talmud Miskayim, he will remember his learning. Vim lav ein Talmud Miskayim, and if not, then he won't. Amar Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean? My dechtiv, when the pasuk says luchos even, referring to the luchos, obviously. So, im adam mesim atzmo es lechayav ke evan zu, if a person makes his lechayav, luchos obviously are blocks of stone, but lechayayim are cheeks. So if you make your cheeks it's not exactly the same word, but if you make your cheeks like stone, right, she'eno nimchis, right, which does not get erased. I mean, again, it's talking about when a person speaks Torah, so cheeks are always moving. So same idea. Talmud Miskayim, biyado v'im lav ain't Talmud Miskayim biyado. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "My dechtiyah was the name when the pasuk says charus ala luchos, that the Kosh Baruch Hu had engraved the luchos himself, talking about the first luchos. The ilmali lo nishtabra luchos arishona, which is that they had not been destroyed. So nishtabra Torah lo nishtacha Torah mi Yisrael. The Am Yisrael would never have forgotten the Torah." It would have been as if it was engraved on them, right? You can't erase something that's engraved, so it would have been engraved on them. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar in kol uma lashem shaletes bo, and no nation would have overcome Am Yisrael. Shinamar charus, al tikri charus, ela cherus. It's talking about freedom, meaning we never would have needed to be freed from any other nation. Am Rav Masna, my dechtir was mim when the pasuk says mim bar matana. This is already in the end of the Yom, the parsha we're going to read in a week from now. It's literally at the end of the Torah. So what does it mean? It makes him adam atzmo midbar zeh. If a person makes himself like a midbar, shakal dashim bo, which everybody steps all over. So talmid was kind of the other. Then he will remember his learning again. A person should be humble and kind of reserved. People can walk all over him and he doesn't mind, etc., etc. Right? Mavre al midoso. We talked about Yom Kippur time. A person should not take offense and not be so upset at people. Okay, so then Talmudo Miskayim Biyado, Fim Lav Rachman Alitzlan Ein Talmudo Miskayim Biyado. Rav Breda of Yosef Bar Chama Havalei Milsa the Rav Yosef Behedya. Right, there was a machlokas between Rav Bar Rav Yosef Bar Chama and Rav Yosef. So Kimata Maile Yoma de Gipuri, when Yom Kippur came, so Amar said, Aizel v'afse. Rava said, I'm going to go to Rav Yosef and I'll go appease him, right? Afse, right? Make sure Benam l'chaveru, I got Es Mechila. Azel Ashkeche l'shame de kom mazig le'kosa. So he found that Rav Yosef's shamish was preparing a cup of wine, mixing a cup of wine for him, and Amalei, Havli, v'emzge ana, and Yavle, I guess he said, give me the cup, and then Yavle mazge, and the servant gave it to him, and he mixed the cup of wine for him. So kidetame, when Rav Yosef tasted it, I guess he didn't see him. If you look over here, Rashi, he said Rav Yosef was blind, so he didn't see Rava there, and when he tasted the wine, he said, Domi hai meziga la meziga de Rava bread Rav Yosef barachama. He said, apparently he was mishamish to me chacham in the past, and he said, this wine tastes like Rav Yosef, like Rava ben Rav Rav Yosef. So Amalei, anahu, he said, yep, no, it's not a coincidence, that's me. So Amalei said to him, lo sisivat kareich ad te mefashas haikra. Don't sit until you explain to me this pasuk. He had forgiven him, and he was already talking in Torah, but okay, explain to me this pasuk. What does it mean when the pasuk says, mi bar matanom, mi matanom nachaleel, mi nachaleel, ba'amos, mi ba'amos, Hagaya Sheva Pisco Rosh al Pnei Shimon, right? I'm just finishing the pasuk. So he said to him, oh, I'm sorry, this is not a Bizos HaBracha, I apologize. No, it's in, where is that pasuk? I said in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph. Okay, my bad. I'm not sure what got a little confused there. Okay, either way, what does it mean when that pasuk says with that the mivavarma all that stuff? So Amalei, so Rava said back to him, "Im adam mesim atzmo kad midbar zev." Person makes himself like a midbar, I call doshin bode. Everybody again steps on him, ready. He's an anav. So Torah nitzalob matana. He gets the Torah as a gift. There's a famous vort that the Gemara says in Megillah that yagati matzati lo al tamin. If a person says that. Yagati matzati tamin, sorry. That if a person puts forth the effort, and he says matzati, and I was able to acquire Torah knowledge, so then tamin, you should believe him. Meaning, don't believe in somebody unless he put in the work and he learned the Torah. So what does it mean when, why does the language say matzati? Why does the language say matzati? Meaning, matzati means I found it. If a person, yagati, put in the effort, it should mean yagati, should have been yagati v'lamadati. Right, what is it? Yagati matzati. So the Torah, Chazal explained that, is given to him like a matana. Kosh Baruch Hu gives you the understanding in your brain. You read Tosos 10 times, 10th time, you're like, oh, that's what it means. Right? It's not because you put in the effort. Kosh Baruch Hu gives you a gift of understanding. So that's what it says over here as well. When a person makes himself like a midbar, so the Torah is given to him as a gift. He understands the Torah. Kosh Baruch Hu gives him that bracha. When the Torah is given to him, so then it becomes an inheritance. And after that point, he becomes a gadol. Shenamar minachal yel bamos is high up. The megis libo, but if a person gets gaivadik, the kosh baruch mashpilo kosh baruch throws him down. Shenamar mi bamos hagai ashevish demoav. Right, mi bamos from the heights, the hagai to the valley. Vimchozer bo, if he does tshuva, kosh baruch magbiel, kosh baruch brings him up again. Shenamar kol gei inase, every valley is going to be raised up. Amr Avuna, Avuna says, "My dichtiv was meaning the pasuk says, Chayascha yashvu ba tachinat avascha le'ani elokim. Im adam meisim atzmo kachayzu. If a person makes himself like an animal, shadoresis ve'ocheles, that who literally means he tramples and he eats, meaning he referring to his Torah. A person kind of jumps at the opportunity to learn Torah. Viki damri, or people say shemasrachas ve'ocheles, that a person misrachas literally means it spoils." But meaning the person again is humble, is going to humble himself and he's going to eat. Zen Talmudo miskayim biyado. Vim lav ain Talmudo miskayim biyado. Vim osim kain. And if he does this, Kosh Baruch Hu osel osu de ba'atzma. Kosh Baruch Hu will take care of his own meal, meaning the person's meal. Takim the pasuk says shenamar. The pasuk says takim v'tov aschola ani elokim. Kosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to shift gears a little bit and talk about, well, not really shift gears, but talking about chazara, making sure to go over a person's learning. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. My dichtiv, when the pasuk says, "Nozer teina yochal piria," lama nimshlu de ritora kiteina. Why is there ritora compared to a fig, or more properly, a fig tree? Sma teina zu, just like the fig tree calls mancha adam and mashmesh ba motzi ba teinim. So every time a person, mashmesh ba literally means to feel it, but when he goes to the tree, he finds figs. Figs do not, what's it called? Ripen at the same time. I mean, they ripen over time. Meaning you can always, it doesn't necessarily, like most trees, you go to a tree and there's one period of ripening and you can take the apples off and then zo. But figs are staggered throughout the year. So you could all, I don't know if it's true that at any point in the year, but definitely at many points in the year, you can go over to a fig tree and at some point there's some ripe figs. So after Ritura, so do the Ritura, goes Mansha Adam Hogeba, Bayan Motze, Bayan Tam. Every time a person learns, so too, he finds a new flavor, a new understanding, a new something that is enjoyable. Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, my dichtiv was to be when the pasuk says Ayelas Ahavim VaYaelas Chein, and Lama Nimshel Divrei Torah LaAyelas. Why is a Divar Torah? Why is the Torah words of Torah, learning Torah, compared to an Ayel or a female Ayel, however you translate that? It's not a ram. It's not an ibex. It's a whatever. Deer, it's not a deer. I don't know. Anyway, in Ayal, Loma Lecha Ma Ayelas Rach Matzar, the Chaviva Albola Kol Shav Vashah, Kesha Rishona, just like every time the Ayal's mate, it's enjoyable, just like the first time. After Ritora Chaviva Nal Lomdehem, Kol Shav Vashah, Kesha Rishona, just like some too, every time somebody learns Torah, it's as exciting as if he learned items the first time, right? Even if he's learning it over and over and over, right? There's something, maybe something new that he finds, or he gets a deeper understanding. It's enjoyable, just like the first time. V'alas chayin. What do you mean? When the pasuk says there's chayin that comes out of this, shemalas chayin alom de'a. The Torah puts some chayin. Chayin is not beauty. It's more like, I don't know. Chayin is niceness. I don't know. Translate chayin, but it puts a certain something chayin on a person. So because the pasuk says, because the pasuk says vayales chayin. What does it mean when the pasuk says dada yiruvach b'chol es, that the breasts will help a person at every time? Lama nimshu divrei Torah kadad? Why are divrei Torah compared to a woman's breasts? Ma dad ze calls manchatinok mamashrish bo motzi b'cholav. When a baby is nursing, so whenever he wants, he can find food, he can find milk. So same idea we've been saying several times. Af divrei Torah calls manch adam hoge bohem motzi b'hem tam. Every time you learn Torah, there is some certain flavor, some sort of enjoyment there. Bavasa tishge tamid, a person will always be meshuga in love with the Torah. Kigon Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, like Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Amr Olav Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. I guess Rabbi Elazar, Ashaya Yoshe Bosik Batora Bashuk, Tachton Shel Tzipori, who was sitting in the marketplace, and I guess in the south of, or the lower market, maybe they were on top of each other, I'm not sure. But either way, the lower market, or the southern market of Tzipori, Vesadino Mutal Bashuk Elyon Tzipori, he had forgotten his upper coat, his cloak, right, in the upper market. And I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, but Elazar Pamachas Ba Adam Litlo Mamotzu Basaraf. And a person went to take it, and I guess he saw it lying there, right? Someone tried to steal it, I guess, and there was a snake coiled up in the cloak, in the garment, to make sure nobody took it. Tana Debe Rav Anan. We learned in Rav Anan's base medrash. What does it mean when the Pazik says, Rochvea Sonos Tsechoros Yoshvea on Midyan Veholche Alderach Sicho? So Rochvea Sonos, what does it mean? People who ride on donkeys, Eli Tamei Chachamim, Shemalchan Meir Leir, Medina Medina Lomavo Torah. The people who go travel, to go teach Torah all over the place. Tzachoros means they are white. Sheosin Osakatzarayim, or really more tzachor is more clear, I guess lucid is more accurate. But okay, either way, but they Sheosin Osakatzarayim, they make the Torah as if it's clear as the middle of the day. That's the easiest point to see something. Yoshvei al, well, I guess not Midyan, but Yoshvei al Midin. So Shedanin Din Emes Lamito, they judge truth. The holchei, people who travel, elu bali mikra, people who are learning chumash, aladerech, elu bali mishnah, people who are learning mishnayis, sichu elu bali talmud, that's the people learning gemara, shekol sichos and divrei Torah, because every word of Torah, every speech that they say is divrei Torah. Amar Rav Shizvi, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, lo yachroch remiyat sido? You won't realize a person's a liar's deceit. Someone who is a tzayit, someone who's a hunter, who's a deceiver, so he won't live for a long time. And Rashi says over here that basically that the person who's trying to trick people by pretending to be a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to live out his days. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzayit HaRamay Yachroch, right all the way around, actually he will convince people who knows what it, to that he's a Talmud Chacham, and he may retain his learning as well. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Mashal Tzayit Shetzad B'tzahar Tziporim, and the mashal is for a hunter who catches birds. Rishon, how do you read this? Right, in Rishon Meshaber Knafav Mishtamer. If he breaks the wings of the birds. Obviously, that's not a terrible thing to do, but it's a mashal, right? If you break the bird's wings, it's the mishtamer, so the birds stay with him. So if you love a mishtamer, if you don't, they'll fly away. So that's what we're referring to. A person needs to, at the first opportunity, needs to chazer the things that he's learned to make sure that he's able to keep it. And even if a person is trying to pretend to be a Talmud Chacham, but right, and he's teaching Torah, so mishtamer, the Torah that he teaches, right, he'll stay with him because again, he's trying. That is another learning for him. It's another way for him to retain his Torah. So Amar Rav Huna. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Hon me hevel yimat v'kovetz ayad yarbe? Im osa adam teraso chavil chavilo. So if a person makes his Torah into bundles, meaning he learns a lot of things together, ties it all together, so then this might, then his learning is going to be less, because right, you learn many things at once, you kind of, some things slip through the cracks. Im lav, but if he learns one thing at a time, so then kovetz ayad yarbe, meaning if he gathers with his hands, meaning he takes one at a time, so that he'll chazer up, so then he'll gather his learning. Amar Rava said, Yadei Rabbanan Laha Milsev Avriela. The Chachamim know this, but they don't do it. They learn a lot of things at once, and they don't learn one thing at a time. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ana Avdei V'Kayim B'Yadei. And sure enough, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that no, I made sure to chazer, and I did do this. And I learned, I chazer before I went on to a different topic, and then Kayim Bayodi, and he kept his learning with him. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Ketzad Seder Mishnah, how did it work? This is a totally different topic. Well, I guess not totally different, but a different topic for now. How did it work, the Shalshelas HaMasorah, when it was passed down from Kosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, to Zekanim, Yeshua, etc., etc.? How did that work? So Moshe Laman Pirkei Gvura. Moshe obviously got the Torah from Kosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron v'shanalo Moshe Pirko. Aaron came in and Moshe taught him. Nistalik Aaron v'yashav the small Moshe. Aaron went and sat on his left. Right, Rashi quotes a member over here that person shouldn't go to the right of his teacher. Okay, that's why he went to the left. Nichlas Ubana Vishana Lahem, Moshe Perkon. Right, then Aaron's kids came in, and then Moshe taught it again. Nistal Kubanov, the children left, and Elazar Yashev, the mean Moshe. Oh, I guess they didn't leave, but they went to the side. And Elazar went to Moshe's right, Vitamar the small Aaron, and Tamar to his left. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'ulam Aaron Limin, Moshe Chozer, and really, actually, Aaron went up to the right, and then the kids sat on the left. Okay, Nichlas Zakenim Vishana Lahem Moshe Perkon, the Zakenim came in and Moshe taught them. Nistalku Zakenim, the Zakenim moved to the side. And Nichnasu Kala'am Vishana Lahem Moshe Perkon. Again, they didn't all come. It sounds like they all came into a tent, right? There's not, obviously, there wasn't room for all of Am Yisrael inside of a tent, right? So Moshe, they came to wherever Moshe was sitting, and the Am Yisrael, he taught it to Am Yisrael. Nimtzu Biad Aaron Arba. So it turns out that Aaron learned it four times. Biad Banav Shlosha, his children learned it three times. Right, Zakenim Shtayim Biad Kol Am Achad. Right, Zakenim learned it twice, and all of Am Yisrael learned it once, at least from Moshe. Nistalik Moshe, Moshe then left, and Shana Lahen Aaron Pirkon, and Aaron taught it again. Nistalik Aaron, Aaron left, and Shana Lahen Banav Pirkon, and Aaron's kids taught it to everybody again. Nistalku Banav Shana Lahen Zakenim Pirkon, and the Zakenim went and taught it to everybody right after Aaron's sons left. So Nimsa Biad HaKol Arba. So it seems everybody, in the end, learned it four times. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar Chayev Adar. If you're wondering how they learned the base Medrash back in the day, in the Midbar, in the Anania Kavod, which we're about to celebrate tonight. So that's how they did it. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Elazar said Chayev Adam Lashnos the Talmido Arba Pamin. Everybody's got to learn their Torah four times. V'kal v'chomer. And certainly Ma Aaron Shalom and Pi Moshe Moshe Pi Gvura. If that's how they did it for Moshe and Aaron from learning from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So kach was like this. So hedyot mi hedyot alachas kama v'kama. Certainly for us, right, we have to learn at least the Torah at least four times. Rabbi Kiva would say, "Minayim shachayv adam l'shanos the talmidu ad shilam denu." How do you know you have to chazer until you know it? So remember, the pasuk says, "V'lamdos b'nei Yisrael." Right, teach it to Yisrael. Make sure you know it. How do you know you have to learn it until you can say it over? Shemar, as Pesach says, Sima b'fiyam, put it in their mouths, right? This is the end of Hazinu. Or rather, the end of Vayilech, talking about Hazinu. Uminayim shechayiv laharos lopanim, how do you know that you have to teach the logic and the reasons for mitzvahs as much as you can? That's what Rashi says, what that means. Laharos lopanim literally means you show your face. But Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, laharos lopanim lalamdo laseis tam bedvarav. You have to have a reason for the things that you're saying over. This is a whole machlokas in the Rishonim, whether we're supposed to learn Taimi HaMitzvos, but it seems that Rashi here is saying that we have to have some logic, at least, behind the things that we're learning. Shinemar, if you can, obviously there are chukim that are impossible to understand, but for the things that we can try, so Rashi over here is of the opinion that you should. Shinemar, as Pazik says, Ve'ilo mishpata b'shatasim lefneim, these are the things you have to put in front of them. And again, not that you should teach them, you should put them in front of them, and that seems to imply that you have to kind of, when you lay the table, you have to kind of explain to them what's what. You have to, it's not just saying, you know, verbatim and learning the halacha, you can't, not just spitting things back. Okay. The likmu kulam in Moshe, now the Gemara says, well, why do we have this funny process when Moshe taught Aaron, Aaron's kids, the Zakenim, and Moshe left, Aaron taught it again. Why didn't everybody just learn from Moshe? Why didn't all of them come in? Why do you have this procession? Why Moshe had to say it four times? Why don't you have Moshe teach Aaron, Aaron the kids, Aaron's kids to the Zakenim, Zakenim to Am Yisrael. What was this all, what's going on over here? I take it back. That's not the question is over here. Why did they not just learn it all from Moshe? Meaning, why didn't Moshe teach all Aaron, the Zakenim, Aaron's kids, four times, right? Why did the whole staggered procedure? Kedei l'chalo kavod l'Aaron u'bonav. To give honor to Aaron and his kids, for kavod the Zakenim, and also to the Zakenim. So the Gemara says, I have an ale Aaron v'nigba by Moshe. So why didn't Aaron go learn from Moshe? V'ayil l'bonav l'gmur Aaron. Now this is the question here. Why didn't Moshe just teach this to Aaron, and then Aaron to his kids, and the kids to the Zakenim? Right? The ayil bonav l'gmur Aaron, v'ayilu Zakenim v'lilfu m'bonav. Right? Why did you just have a kind of like a chain process? Moshe to Aaron four times, right? Aaron to his sons four times, sons to the Canaan four times, right? So why? What was this whole? They come in, they move to the side. Moshe says it again. Gemara says, "Came into Moshe mipia gvura gomar mistaya milsa." No, because it was much more beneficial to hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu learned it from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So to learn something from straight up, right, second hand, as it were, instead of fourth or fifth hand, right, that was that was shaykh, at least for everybody to hear it at least once, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why you have this whole staggered process. A little bit more, Amar Mar, Mar says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Aaron Le'imin Moshe Chozer. Really, Aaron went to the right. Again, that's what he's quoted before. Come on, Azla Hadetanya. Who is this Bryce alike? The following Bryce says, Shloshu Shahayu Ma'alcha Medarach, the three people traveling. Rav Ba'emtza, right, the Rebbe's in the middle. V'gadol Yimino, the greatest Talmud is on the right. V'katam B'smolo, the youngest Talmud is on the left. So Leim Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo Rabbanan, that seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that Aaron went to the right of Moshe when his sons came to sit down. So you see that the greatest Talmud is on the right. The Gemara says, no, if you tamer Rabbanan, you can even say that this is the Rabbanan Shita, Mishim Tircha, the Aaron. Aaron didn't go and get up from the left of Moshe to over to the right of Moshe, simply because that was a pain. It was just annoying for him to do that. Why would he do that? So, but really, the Talmud, the best Talmud should really be on the right. Okay, we'll stop here, Rav Osai. I wish you a tremendous yontif, a yontif of simcha, rejoicing in the sukkah as best we can, even though a lot of us will be either with the immediate family or Rachman Al-Tzlan alone. But Mitzvah Hashem should send Shabbos Yim Lizog or Refuah Krova Lavo, the yontif and Shabbos coming together. We should be zochet to. We're not going to take the lulav on the first day for the mitzvah d'araisa, but we should be zochet to have the Mashiach in the middle of Sukkos. We should all come to Eretz Yisrael, be able to go to the Beis Hamikdash and perform the mitzvah lulav and esrog mid'araisa for the rest of Sukkos, right? Because in the Mikdash it was d'araisa all 7 days, just the first day outside the Mikdash as d'araisa on the first day. We should be zochet to have the bias called tzedek and refuah shleima to all of Am Yisrael who need it. Amen. Ken Yiratzan, have a tremendous yontif for Rabbosai.